Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, March 11th. Hundreds of valleys meander across the moon. Many of them look like river valleys on Earth, and some of them might have been formed in the same way, by flowing liquid. There's no water on the moon, though, so channels were carved by lava. The channels are known as rills, from a German word that means grooves. They come in three basic forms. One form probably took shape as pieces of crust pulled apart, leaving a wide, straight gap between them. The second category follows a gently curving path. These rills probably formed when a river of lava cooled and condensed, sinking into the ground. The final group looks most like earthly riverbeds. Sinuous rills twist and turn across the surface, sometimes dramatically. They probably formed from flowing lava. The lava either carved a channel on the surface or tunneled below the surface, and the empty tube later collapsed. Sinuous rills often begin at a crater, which probably is the vent where lava poured onto the surface. Apollo 15 landed near one of these rills, known as Hadley Rill. It's about 75 miles long, a mile wide, and 1,000 feet deep. Astronauts looked into its depths and gathered samples from its rim, the edge of a river valley on the moon. The almost full moon is in the east at nightfall. Regulus, the brightest star of Leo, is close below it. They move closer during the night and are almost touching as they set before dawn. We have more skywatching tips and much more in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.